everybody.
And I am joined by Michael Franti. Michael Franti, I wanted to just start by asking you what you're doing out here today.
I'm here to be with my fellow human beings who are in opposition to the war and who are in favor of justice.
Okay, you know what, describe to me, we are standing right now at the corner of Van Ness and Grove. Describe to me what you're seeing.
Well, it's just really beautiful, it's just the full diversity of humanity here, you know, all different ethnic groups. There's artists, there's poets, there's dancers, there's politicians, there's working class, everyday people who are all out here for one purpose, you know, which is to say no to this war.
Okay, I want to ask you to talk specifically about the importance of dissent. Right now, we saw, you know, 11 million people in the streets last month. We saw millions of people walk out of work yesterday in Europe. We saw a national moratorium on March 5th here in the United States where students walked out. I want you to talk about the importance of the dissent that's currently happening and the dissent and bringing that dissent to the next level and what that level might be.
Well, there's never been a war that was ever ended without an anti-war movement. And so dissent it's impossible not to have dissent without this war stopping. And right now, there's an attack on dissension all around the planet. But the attack that's being waged is brought about by hundreds of people against 6 billion people. And if we continue to raise our voices, we can't help but swallow them in the way that the Pacific Ocean does. You know, we don't have to fight with their fire. We can fight with our water, and we can quench these flames of violence that are existing not only in Iraq, not only around the world with military, but here economically in this country, here with the police force in this country, the attack on our environment and our natural world. And that's what we're seeing today, is that the people are beginning to say around the planet that the human interests of the world, the natural interests of the world, and the spiritual interests of the world need to take a precedent over the corporate and the military and the materialistic interests of the world.
Michael Franti, the last time that I saw you, you were doing a benefit concert for Not In Our Name and the Central Committee for Conscientious Objectors with Ani DiFranco, Chuck D, Ozo Motley, Saul Williams, and yourself. And I hope I haven't forgotten anyone. But one of the things that, you know, y'all talked about a lot was what, you know, the role of artists is. I wanted you to comment on that, bring that back around for today.
Well, Mumia Abu-Jamal gave the best single line that I could come up with, which is, the role of the artist today is to enrage, enlighten, and inspire. And I would add to that, enrage, enlighten, and inspire us all to become more compassionate. And so that is the task that we have. And that's why we have to hone our crafts. That's why we have to develop what we do as artists, as musicians, as poets, as songwriters, as sign makers, to become the most creative, to combat the death, to combat the destruction. We give birth to life, we give birth to joy, we give birth to humor, we give birth to freedom when we express ourselves.
Just finally, and I will let you go after this because I know there's just this beautiful parade going on and I don't want to keep you from it, but just finally, we have this moment in history to really make a difference, to really stand up and say no, Not In Our Name. You cannot kill the children, the citizens of Iraq, Baghdad being a 4.5 million a city of 4.5 million, to say no. And I want to know what you think the anti-war war movement needs to be focusing on in the, you know, the next week, the next month.
Well, right now people are saying that this is a time of great turmoil. People are feeling depressed or feeling scared. We watch the news and we feel isolated. We feel like, what can we do as one person to help this situation? And what one person can do is join with other people. And that's what we're doing. And in doing that, with the intention in our hearts of creating a lasting peace in the planet, all the solutions will flow from that. And each of us can play our position. So if you're an artist, make art that contributes to this. If you're an organizer, organize people to help to contribute to this. If you're a school teacher, talk to your kids. If you're a family member, sit around at your dinner table and talk to your family. If you're a cookie baker, bring some cookies or some wheatgrass to the event, like some people have done here today. And in doing that, each of us play our position, each of us play our role, and each of us find our way to serve.
Michael Franti, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, you're tuned to Enemy Combatant Radio, either live or over the airwaves at San Francisco Liberation Radio, 93.7 FM, or over the web. And we're many thanks to DJ Peyote and DJ Rubble for coming in and doing some of the webcast with us. They have both taken off to go do other wonderful activist-related things. I'm going to actually take a quick musical break while we get everything in order, and we'll be back with more live reports, more interviews, and again, you're tuned to Enemy Combatant Radio.